A senior official in Afghanistan's interim government was killed last night at the airport in Kabul. Initial reports blamed the killing on a mob of Muslim pilgrims angered by delays in their flight to Mecca. But today, Afghanistan's interim prime minister, Hamid Karzai, said the death of his aviation and tourism minister was an assassination. He blamed members of the country's military and security establishment, who he said have since escaped to Saudi Arabia. NPR's Scott Simon reports from Kabul.
Prime Minister Karzai issued a statement just before curfew here tonight saying that the five men he accuses of murdering Abdulrahman used the frustrations of pilgrims trying to travel to Mecca as a cover to kill the aviation minister and make their escape. Karzai said the killing was the result of a personal vendetta among some factions of the Northern Alliance. The men wanted for Abdulrahman's murder now include General Abdullah Tawidi, the head of Afghanistan's intelligence services, and General Qalandar Beg, a deputy in the defense ministry. Three of the five reportedly folded themselves into a group of pilgrims who were able to fly to Mecca last night. "We are asking the Saudis to arrest them and bring them back," said Hamid Karzai's statement. "We will try them. We will put them behind bars." Abdulrahman, who was 49 years old, came to the Kabul airport last night to fly off on a tourism mission to India. Thousands of pilgrims thronged the airport, angry, cold, famished, and worn out after waiting 3 days for flights to Mecca. Many reportedly became angry that an aircraft was being appropriated to fly one man to a meeting while they had waited 3 days for a lifetime religious mission. At some point, a crowd stormed onto the plane. Abdulrahman was killed. His body was thrown out onto the tarmac. Today, many still waiting at the airport did not speak about Mr. Rahman's death with regret, however it occurred, and said that two women pilgrims had died in the unheated airport of hunger and cold.
It is 3 days that we are coming here and we are waiting, but there is no flight.
In very bad condition.
Very cold area.
Without water, without food, without water, we don't have any facilities.
But Prime Minister Karzai says his assertion that Abdulrahman was killed to settle an old score is based on absolute multiple eyewitness accounts. Abdulrahman was living in exile in India about 3 years ago when he broke with the faction of the Northern Alliance. He continued to oppose the Taliban but was wary of the alliance and did not join their troops on the march toward Kabul. Karzai makes these charges just as he's trying to convince the West, and especially the British, who run peacekeeping operations here, that they must expand and extend their mission in Afghanistan. He made the case again just today to British Defense Secretary Jack Straw, who was in Kabul. Straw repeated Britain's reluctance to stay past the end of April and encouraged Afghanistan to develop its own trustworthy police and army. But if Karzai can make a convincing case that one of his own ministers was assassinated by an old rival, it may be more difficult for the nations in the international security force to pull back from Afghanistan when the interim government may be beset by plots and blood feuds. Scott Simon, NPR News, Kabul.